Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest today, the Muff Dusters. Woo! Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Zig Ziglar.
I'm Christina Mowat.
I am Kiel Max.
Yes, and tell me what you play.
I play bass.
I'm the drummer, keyboardist, cellist, and vocalist.
I play guitar.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and tell me a little bit about your band.
Well, Christina?
Well, I've been drumming with these guys for the past 15 years. We've been playing all around Vancouver, Sunshine Coast, Whitehorse, Powell River, and been playing with these guys for a while, and really enjoying it.
Awesome. We're going to play your first song here called Friends and Lovers. Tell me about it.
Well, we recorded that on our first album, Dust Never Sleeps, which was released in
2012.
Yeah.
All right. And then who thought of the lyrics?
That was John.
That was all John.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
He's not here. He's in Sunshine Coast, so he's going to try and call in later.
That's
John
right.
John the Dawn.
John the Dawn.
Okay. Here's Friends and Lovers on CJSF.
Where have you been all my life? Cross dark and beach and bathe in the firelight. Friends and lovers on my mind. You're on my mind. Sugar, be a friend of mine.
I wonder where you are tonight. I wonder where you are. Watch the fire. Floats above the tide. The morning light returns to where the fire died. The sand is warm, I close my eyes to fill my mind. Sugar, be a friend of mine.
Groovy tunes there. Yeah, yeah. All right. And we also have John in the house. In the house. What?
Hey. What? It's John in the house.
Yeah. Okay. So who is going to tell me about your name, Muff Dusters? Like, how did you guys come up with that? And yeah, tell me the story.
I believe it's traditionally it was the name or the what you would refer to for certain facial hair, and then you could figure it out from there.
Well, that's a pair of earmuffs.
It's a low-flying, flightless sound bird from the south.
But how did you guys agree to that name?
The magnificent Muff Duster.
Yes. So the bird. Y'all love the bird, and that's how it came up. Okay.
It is what it is. It's up to interpretation.
Yes. So let's start with a song called The Curse of the Woohoo by Rat Silo, and we'll tell you all about their upcoming show.
Woo! Let's go, jump on board, let's sail away. Yeah, that was Blacksmith and Brewer. Awesome tunes. Yes, for sure. That was actually called Big Shiny Tune. All right. And yeah, before that, The Curse of the Woohoo. Okay, so tell me about your upcoming show.
Yeah, so those two bands you just heard are going to be playing with us in Roberts Creek on Saturday at the Roberts Creek Legion, yeah. So, yeah, they're called Rat Silo, Blacksmith and Brewer, and Muff Dusters. So, should be a good show.
Yeah, have you guys been there before?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but our singer lives out there, and he basically books.
He's the president.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so he actually books the Legion.
Yeah, we played there quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, and
we voted him in. We helped vote him
we,
in.
We yeah. voted him in. Yeah,
yeah, and like yeah. I said, we're going to try to call him later on to see if we can give him a little dingle. Okay, awesome. Okay, so John, you got some announcements to make.
Oh, yeah. Well, coming up in... a few weeks from now, Heathen Sins is a band from Abbotsford, Randy LaRoche, and they're really good metal band, just amazing. I booked them in a show back in May 4th called Metal from the Valley. So you have to come out and hear them. So they'll be playing at August 10th at the Blarney Stone. Unfortunately, it's sold out, but if you really like metal, go down, maybe you can get in and support them, get in the door. In September 23rd, they're playing at Maple Ridge's The Wolf Bar. So go out there, support metal music in Maple Ridge. And then on November 16th, they're playing at the Astoria, which is downtown Vancouver. And on September 16th, Heathen Sins is playing at the Roxy with another awesome band called Ever Real. They're billing this show together, so come down to the Roxy, $15 at the door, and support metal music in the Lower Mainland. Thank you, DJ Medi.
All right, we're going to play Horizontal Hitman, and this is the 2023 remix.
We'll be right back. Blurred, yo.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Get blurred, and who knows best about getting blurred is Zig, and he's going to talk about ZigFest.
Yeah, so ZigFest is basically an annual event that's sort of started out as my birthday party, because my birthday's end of August, and we always used to want to kind of close off the summer with some sort of outdoor show, so we started doing it on a place called Gilligan's Island, which is, if there's any boaters out there, they know what I'm talking about. It's on the Fraser River. It's a little kind of a private island, and has a little beach, and there's camping area and stuff. And now there's a bandstand built out there. And it started out as a one-day event, and then because it takes so long to set up and there's so much work that I just started doing it for the whole weekend. So this year, it would have normally been the last weekend in August, but Christina's going to be doing judo that weekend. So, and I wanted Muff Dusters to play, of course. So we were doing it on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd this year. And so look for ZigFest on Gilligan's Island.
Yes, yes, yep. Yes. Awesome. And then tell me about Magic City.
Well, Magic City is a song on our album called Widweo, which was released in 2014. And it's a song about East Van.
Steve.
So that was Magic City, but you spell it differently. Magic with a K at the end. Whose idea was that?
Don.
Don? Okay. Yeah. All right. Tell me about the bands that are going to be playing at ZigFest.
First of all, Muff Dusters, obviously. Mm-hmm. But not everyone's been confirmed yet, but we have Bad PR, Campfire Shit Kickers, The Rubes, The Me Bats, band on tour from Alberta called Darlin'. Bitchin' Booties, Audio Asphyxiation, I think The Furniture and Lana's other band, The Get Arounds, are coming, and hopefully maybe Tanya Aganaba, who's a friend of mine, and she will hopefully be able to make it. Maybe even Colleen Renison, who's going to be back in town next week, and actually her album release party is happening on the weekend after.
Nice.
So I'm going to see if maybe get her out there. And and any other bands that want to play can contact me, because right now I'm just sort of still putting it all together, and it's not going to be like a very strict schedule. It's going to be kind of like, you know, no low stress, just kind of party, like bands can show
next?
Up and play.
Yeah, you play
we have
next?
No,
yeah.
There's no time limit. There's no time we have to stop playing or whatever. We have a generator out there and we can just play whatever. So basically all weekend bands can play, jam, whatever.
Yeah, and I love ZigFest because I love to go there and dress up. And
I
was
right.
a pirate last time, and maybe this time I want to be a little Viking.
Right on.
Yeah,
we highly encourage dressing up at ZigFest. We have a tent with onesies, and then the sparkle tent with all the sequin stuff.
Love the sparkle tent!
Yeah.
Fireworks this year?
Maybe, but probably not.
Ooh, okay.
I was trying to get fireworks, but it's really hard to find fireworks because they banned them in Vancouver.
That's
now,
true.
So it's
yeah.
kind of ridiculous. You have to... But yeah, if somebody has a... You know, a line on fireworks, then let me know. Because
yes.
I would like to have
bring
some fireworks.
Food, right? Because there's
We have our friend Dee Dee Starr. Mm-hmm. She has a catering thing that she does, and she might try and get some catering going, but generally I would recommend just bringing some food for yourself. And the island's like literally a 10-minute boat ride from land, so if you really start getting hungry, you can always just go back to land and find some food and come back, but hopefully people
DJ
will just...
DJ Mehdi.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Is your event BYOB.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be some alcohol that probably will be, you know, sold, obtainable yeah. there. Mm-hmm. But generally, people just will bring their own and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty much like there's no cover or anything. The only cost to for Zigfest is you have to pay the for the boat ride. So if you have access to a boat or even a paddleboard or a kayak or whatever, it's literally like it'll take you like 20 minutes, half an hour to kayak over from Sharky's Bar and Grill in Ladner. So it's so basically there's no cost. I mean, like we absorb the whole all the cost of our friends in Bad PR. They provide the generator. The PA will be my friend Kayla this year, I think, is bringing the PA. She's also usually the boat captain.
I love the captain, yes.
Yeah, Captain Kayla. She's an actual tugboat captain. So, yeah, shout out to Kayla, without whom I probably wouldn't have been able to do the last couple of Zigfests. So, she's awesome. And, yeah.
We're going to play Bad PR Porn Power Audio. That's the album. And here's their song, Meat Draw.
Well, hi, welcome, everybody. Come on, Arnie. Have a seat, everybody. Thanks for coming. Everyone, if you could please take your hats off. No hats off. We're about to get ready for the draw here pretty soon. We have lots of bacon, we have Angus beef, we have some chicken, we have wings, we have some breasts here. We're going to get started with the draw right about now.
Grocery store, why can't you meet for a little bit more? Come on down to the Legion, she said. This crowd looks like they're ready to
meet. It's a meat draw.
Meat draw.
It's a meat draw.
It's a meat draw.
Looks like they know what they're doing. At least they know what they're fed.
I'm bidding for bacon. I'm hanging for haggis. I'm fighting for beef. I got my pork proposal.
It's a drop of meat. Well, I take my seat. And soon I know I can't compete. It's a meat drop.
It's a meat drop. It's a meat drop.
It's a meat drop.
That's a good way to form a band.
And we are back. And yes, we were talking about how bands formed. Okay, so John is on the phone right now. You can put him on that mic. That's fine. Okay, so John, can you hear us?
I can, yeah.
So tell us about where you're from.
We're out in Roberts Creek. It's a short ferry ride from the Horseshoe Bay on the Sunshine Coast. Pretty awesome little artistic community.
Yeah, and then you guys got the show there, and tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, there's a really special little venue in Roberts Creek. It's the Legion there. It's not like most Legions. It's a pretty special place. It's been an art haven since basically the 60s kind of thing. They're a very cool community. Great sounding room. We have three awesome bands coming out on Saturday. Rat Silo, who are the story is in that band. There's members of so many great bands in that band. Everybody from like Sons of Freedom, 5440, Biff Naked, Trailer Hawk, Econoline Crush.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And Blacksmith and Brewer, one of my very favorite bands, super heavy but melodic at the same time. They're like a power duo with Chris Booth and Kelly Bax. And of course, the Muff Dusters are going to tear the place apart.
Yes, and you are the singer for the Muff Dusters. Tell me how you guys all met.
Basically busking in Vancouver a long time ago.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
Years old when I met him, and I always said that as soon as he was close enough to being able to get into the bars, he'd meet me in our band kind of thing. And yeah, so we were sneaking him into the town pump when you were, what, like 17, 18?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And no one ever was the wiser. We had an underage boy in the band.
But you're quite tall, Zig. How tall are you?
6 feet, so.
I guess you were tall right from the get-go?
Yeah, and it was funny when I first joined, like the original band that me, John, and Sean were in was The Method. And both John and I, we had long hair and stuff, and so... People, when I first joined the band, people would come up to me that I've never met, and they'd be like, "Oh man, great show! Hey, you're looking really good, man. You look like you lost 10 years." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not John, because we look so similar." So, but yeah.
All right, John. So we're gonna play one of your songs called "Train Song." Tell me about that one.
Train Song. Yeah, that's a fun one that I had written and would play around campfires and stuff for quite a while before the band ever played it. And one day we were just kind of jamming around and Christina sang it, and it was just like, yeah, that's the song right there. She does an awesome job with the vocals on this one.
It's about robbing a train.
Robbing a train. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the phone here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having us.
All right. We're going to play Train Song on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Meet you back for the holidays.
Yeah, and that was the train song, folks. And next, we're going to talk about judo. Hiya!
Hiya! Hiya!
So, Charlie, when did you start doing judo?
I started in 2018. I felt like getting back into sports again. I wrestled in high school. And so I'm like, oh, why not? So I got in contact with my old high school friend, Priscilla Gagne, who is a silver medalist at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics. And she's been doing judo for 13 years. And I got a hold of her on Facebook and I said, how do I get into this? And she hooked me up with the Burnaby Judo Club at near Metrotown. So I started going there in 2018 for a couple years. And then I met the Canadian Paralympic coach, Andre Sande. And I've been competing ever since.
Amazing. Wow. So if someone else is, like, interested in doing it, basically, like, if they're, I don't know, let's just say there's a little girl out there that's, who's kind of afraid to do it. But what kind of tips can you give them to say, hey, it's okay to go for it?
Just talk to your parents and go to a judo club and try it out.
And try
that's
it
all
out.
You can all you can do is go for it.
Awesome, right? Yeah, just go for it. Okay, now tell me about this brand new unreleased song, because your vocals are in this one.
Yes, this song is called Ontario. John wrote this song a long time ago, and it was another one of those campfire moments. We were around his fire, and he was playing it on the acoustic guitar, and I'm thinking, I really like this song. And I had it in my head for years and years, and then finally I'm like, okay, we have to record it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to it. You're going to hear it first here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This one's called Ontario.
Down and stand by.
Is this it? Hold on a sec. I gotta turn this one down, and yeah, let's get to this next deck here. All right, we're having some technical difficulties, folks, so let's do the Wheel of Spiel. All right. We're gonna spin the Wheel of Spiel, and you gotta talk about whatever it lands on. Movies! Zig, tell me about your favorite movie.
Oh, man, I don't know. There's so many to choose from. I think A Waking Life is one of my favorite movies. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. It's kind of like asking somebody what your favorite band is. It's like, well, I have many favorite bands, and it kind of depends what mood I'm in, I guess. What about you, Christina? What
I like Total Recall.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Could you rub a little powder on my lips?
John in the house, he loved Jaws, the original Jaws. That was such an amazing production at its time. And it scared the daylights out of everybody in the theater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always liked The Thing.
The Thing.
The original one or the remake?
I think the original.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, we're going to give this another try here.
I'll not stay with you now. You could say I said fuck it. You could go to the moon, go to hell in a bucket. I'll not go to your house. I'll not go back to Ontario. Sing sweetly, my dear. If it talks, don't you trust it? You can lean on my heart, though these tears made it rusted. And I'm looking for answers, but I'll not look in Ontario. Sing a song of a world that's got lost and got busted. Sing a pretty blue eyes and a man so disgusted. He wiped the dirt off his feet on the doormat of Ontario. Don't tease us, sweet Jesus. Be a lamb or a kitten. Be a child on the street who's been mauled and been bitten. But if you're my conductor, don't you take me back to Ontario. My sweet lady, you know I get frightened when you stare with those eyes. So you just been enlightened. So you just met the future. His name it is Ontario. So you just met the future. His name it is Ontario. So you just met the future. Stay with you now. You can say I said fuck it. You go to the moon, go to hell in a bucket. I'll not go to your house. I'll
Yeah. Yay. Brand nice new song, Ontario. And John's still on the phone here. So, yeah, John, you're going to tell me a little bit about Ontario.
Yeah. I literally wrote that song on the side of the road. I'm out in the air just outside a place called Wawa, which is pretty famous for people being stuck there. And it's pretty much, once again, a song that speaks for itself, kind of sums up my experience in Ontario.
Yeah, and how'd you feel about singing that, Christina?
Oh, I love singing that song. Mm-hmm. I lived in Ontario for 5 years, and I felt the same way John did when he wrote it.
And you guys have a few nicknames for yourself. Tell everyone, what's your nickname?
I'm Boom Boom McBeats.
Boom Boom McBeats.
Chord Lord.
And where did Chord Lord come from?
My brother, Riff Lord. And then I was Chord Lord.
Riff Lord.
Yeah, Riff Lord from Face Puller.
Okay.
And then Chord Lord was always the guy doing all the cables and stuff, so he thought it was like a double entendre, you know, Chord Lord.
Yeah, and yourself, I guess it's just
Zig Ziglar.
Just Zig Ziglar. John, do you have a nickname?
No.
Nope? Okay. All right, I guess they'll have to make one for you. All right. Okay, we're going to get to a break, and we'll get to some more music after this.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
That was the Get Arounds, and we love Lana from Lana Lose, right, guys?
Lana, I love you.
Yes, okay. So, you got some Judo gigs.
I do. I'm actually next Tuesday, I'm going to the UK, to Birmingham, for the World IBSA Games. And in November, I'm going to Chile for the Para Pan Am Games. And in December, I'm going to Tokyo, Japan. And if you're wondering why it's para and what IBSA is, I'm blind. And IBSA is the International Blind Sports Federation.
You're such an inspiration. My gosh. Anything else that you want to give out? Any shout-outs to anyone?
Oh, yeah. We need to give a shout-out to
our biggest fanboy who messaged me to make sure that we shouted him out, Rod Grimm.
Yeah.
And
known Rod
we've
for
known
ever.
Rod
he's,
since we've known each other.
He used to make our posters like out of the like we wouldn't even have to ask him. He would just show up and he'd like hand drawn posters like back in the day before digital.
Yeah,
stuff.
And when we played at the Commodore,
one time
at the Commodore, he dressed up in a full sized poo suit that was from the Flesh Gordon movie and danced on stage the whole set, fell over, and he couldn't get back up. They rolled around, and he wanted me to mention that.
Yay, Rod. All right. I'm going to play some La Chinga because they were going to be on the bill, but they couldn't make it. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Family emergency.
All right. That's all right. Well, we're going to play this song called Keep On Rolling.
Woo.
Wild. We'll move on.
All right, we're going to do one last shout-out. Who is it for?
I wanted to shout out to Paul Alexander, the owner of Pandora's Box, my employer, who's probably the best person to work for in the world and runs a pretty amazing studio.
Best practice space.
Best practice space.
One of the best practice spaces, and now also an art studio, as we have art studios on the upper floor. So, yeah.
Shout out to Pandora's Box, and thank you, Muff Dusters, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby, here's Now or Never. We'll catch you all next week. The next show is a hip-hop show called Hip Next Up. We'll see you then. Bye!
Balancing the line on my polygamous needs, with the paranoid confusion of this epidemic scene.
I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.